You're listening to Music Tectonics.
How to start up.
Welcome back to Music Tectonics, where we go beneath the surface of music and tech. I'm your host, Dimitri Vitsa, the founder and CEO of Rock Paper Scissors, the PR and marketing firm that specializes in music tech and music innovation. And this is a How to Start Up episode coming to you from South by Southwest 2024. I am here on the rooftop in Austin, Texas. And I've got a great episode for you today as part of the How to Startup series. We're going to talk with Xavier Peters from Lean Square. They're an investment company that's associated with California Music Tech Summit, which takes place every summer in Belgium. And in this episode, we're going to talk to Xavier about the different types of early stage investments. So if you're new to this, or if you want a refresher, or maybe you just want to clarify some things that you've learned about, but you want to hear it straight from the source, straight from a late stage seed investment company, this is the episode for you. We'll talk about equity, convertible loans. We'll talk about angels versus seed versus Series A. And we'll talk about different tips to help you as a music tech startup reach out to, find investors, pitch them, mistakes you might make, and things that you can do to increase your chances of success.
So hi, I'm Xavier Peters. I'm the CEO of Lean Square. It's a Belgium investment fund based in Liège, and we all focus on the tech startup and with a big focus on entertainment and music tech. And we are the co-founder and the organizer of the California Music Tech, a big event and acceleration program in Belgium during June and July, and maybe one of the most important acceleration program in Europe.
Awesome. Thanks so much for being here, Xavier. So this is a How to Start Up episode, and we're focusing on early funding for startups. And I'm really excited to have you here as an investor yourself to help give us some insights for the music tech community that listens to the Music Tectonics podcast. So let's just dive in. What are your top tips for founders to secure early stage investment? I know that's a broad question, but you probably see a lot of patterns, especially in the music tech space and some of the other industries and verticals that you work in. But what are your top tips?
Top tips in terms of what we are looking for when we invest on a company?
Exactly.
Okay, so the first one is the team. Really the team. Whatever the ID, whatever the condition, whatever the market, we look at the team. We want to be sure that the team is good, is strong, with a good experience, with a good see of the market, with a good plan, and with a good capacity to execute the plan. It's better to invest on a good team with a bad project than to invest on a good project with a bad team, because the good team we will discuss with them. They will understand what we want to do or what we see, and so it will be a great exchange discussion between the founders and the investor to be sure that we can navigate with the company, because there is a lot of pivot in the company and for sure on the seed side, and so it's better to discuss with a good company to be sure that we can make a pivot of the company if the things go wrong, then a bad team that they will not listen to the investor, because we are an investor, but also we are partners of our company, so we want to help them to grow. It's not just money that we put on the company to have our money back. It's money that we put to have our money back. We want to help them, and to help them there has to be a discussion. So the team is maybe the first criteria that we are looking for. We want to be sure that we will execute, that they're smart, that they listen, and that they are the capacity to be a help. It's really important.
Music is a very tricky market, I've heard. Yeah. And I'm curious, how do you interpret when startups pitch you on the total addressable market for their startups? Do you end up correcting them about their numbers? If somebody finds an interesting kind of lane that's different from others, does that excite you, or do you start to think there's a little bit of a hype cycle there that you stay away from? I'm just thinking about the pitch too, so maybe we'll get into tips on the pitch.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, the TMA, it's an important criteria, but you can say everything you want with the TMA, with the total addressable market. What we are looking for, after the team, we are looking for the tech, and we analyze the tech, and we want to see if there is a need on the market. Whatever the size of the market, We want to see if there is a pain for that on the market. And the first thing that we see if we have an interest after the pitch, it's that we've created with Wavefolia, we've created a big ecosystem of partners, label, artist, producer, corporate. And so we send the pitch and we send the tech and we send the information to our one of our partners to see if there is a potential of the market. And after we will be more, it will be easier to analyze what the pitch said in terms of total addressable market and to see if it's right or not and to see if we have the capacity to have a growth on the company and to have our money back. But the pitch with the total addressable market for the first time, it's a criteria that I don't look for.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Let's say somebody has got some accurate numbers around total addressable market. Do you think the team is really strong? They have a proven track record or they have a personality or a skill set that you find is appealing and they even have a great product. They even have some technology. Let's say all of that is fine. What are the top tips for the actual pitch, for the approach to you as an investor, to an actual Zoom call or an in-person meeting? What do you want to see during those pitches?
I want to see if there is a clear, if they have a clear view of the plan for the next 12 months maximum. The world is changing, not every month, but every year. And so if I receive a plan of 5 years, it doesn't mean anything for me. I want to see, okay, what do you want to do with my money in the next 6 months and in the next 12 months? What's the objective? And how do you address it? How do you make it? And to see if they are really smart, if they understand the business and how to put the business on the market. That's the important thing for me. What could be done in the next 12 months? What are the objective? And how can we drive the company to achieve these objectives?
Great. What are the most common mistakes founders make when seeking early investments? Do any of these mistakes create an instant or permanent no from you as an investor?
Maybe the more current mistake on seed is that they want to raise too much money with a too high valuation. They think that if they raise money on seed, if they raise a lot of money with a high valuation, it means that they are rich. It doesn't mean anything. The valuation of a company, the only time where it's really important, it's at the end, when you exit your company. For sure, the valuation is important because it has an impact on the cap table. And so for sure, if you raise a lot of money, you have to increase your valuation to be sure that you keep the hand of the cap table. But if at the beginning you want to raise a lot of money, you will have to put a high valuation that is disconnected with the market, that is disconnected with the stage of development of your company. And so if you have to pivot or if there is a problem during your execution of the plan, it will be really difficult to defend this valuation at the next round. And so what could happen is that a new investor will say, okay, I want to invest in your company without a lower valuation. And so you will have a dilution of all the investors. And it's the beginning of a crash around the table because everybody will be upset of the situation. So the most important, for me on the seed side, it's better to raise every 6 or every year with the same investor with the promise of, okay, give us an answer of maybe 1 million, but give the 1 million in five different times. And on each time, we will prove you that we can achieve our goal and that we can increase the valuation, not for the cap table, but to increase the valuation with what we have done with the market, with what we have done with the product, and maybe with new revenues.
That's very cool. So at the beginning, the founder is pitching multiple rounds that also they're getting more value every time they invest as well.
Yeah, it's better to do that. After, it's a full-time job to raise money. So for the CEO, it's a full-time job. He has to be focused on the market and to focus on the biz dev, the CEOs, and not only of raising money. So for sure, it's better to have good investor at the beginning that they can put money on reinvestment. But yeah, it's better to increase the valuation by raising new money with good results.
What else should a music tech founder be thinking about when they want to raise an early round?
To find the right investor. It's not a question of money, it's a question of investor. That's why in Lean Square we want to be an investor, but what I said earlier, we want to be a partner. And so there is two criteria to be sure that there is a good investor. The capacity of the investor to reinvest on a company. So you have to check if it's the right investor. You have to check the portfolio of the investor. If there is a fund or a VC, the information is on the internet. You have to check the timing of investment of the fund, because normally a fund has a closing time. So it's between 10 and 12 years. And so if you are on the end of the fund, you will be sure that you will lose your time to pitching to a fund that is at the end of his fund. And secondly, how they improved their investment. If they are only investor who put money on a company and waiting for their money back, it's not a good investor. So the mistake that you has to avoid is to check if it's the right investor in terms of what we call smart money. So we put money, but also he helps the investor, the founder to grow. And that's why we have created Wallifonia Music Tech, because we have created a big ecosystem, and more than just money. We offer this ecosystem to our portfolio in terms of corporate, in terms of label, in terms of artists. So if a company has a question, we can connect them. If as an investor we have question, we can connect also with our ecosystem. So maybe the mistake is to choose the wrong investor at the beginning.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think sometimes founders are so desperate that they have to just go for whatever they can find.
Yeah, sometimes you have to raise money because of the runway of the company. So that's the bad timing to make effectively mistakes. That's why it's better to raise less money in the beginning with the right investor, and to prove to this right investor that you are achieving your plan. And so the investor will be happy. And if they have the capacity to follow the next round, they will always put you money on the table, because they will see their valuation increasing. And so, yeah.
They're de-risking it as they go.
And so they're de-risking because they put money by different round. So the risk management is better for the investor. The risk of dilution of the cap table is better, because the founder has the capacity to prove a higher valuation on each round. And so everybody is happy around the table, and the company is better. And for sure, the cap table also, please, another mistake maybe of that is that if you go to a new investor with a really big cap table, there is a lot of investor. Maybe I have already seen 30 or 40 investor on seed round on the cap table. It's too much for us, because we have to deal with all this investor when we come in a company, and when we have to deal the shareholder agreement. And so the first thing that we have to do is to clean the cap table. And sometimes it's not so easy to clean a cap table and to pay the old investor to go out. Yeah, we have to keep in mind that good cap table is the right investor and not too much.
Awesome. This is such helpful information. I'm sure our podcast audience is just eating this up, because it's so direct and so clear, and you have the expertise in music tech as well, which is great. I want to ask you something almost even more basic around early investment. We hear people talk about angel investment, seed investment, friends and family, and Series A, Series B, Series C, Series D. Just for anyone who's really just stepping in right away, how do you differentiate between those? Which of those are the same thing, and which ones are actually different, and how are they different?
Okay. Friends and family, it's really the first investment that a startup could have. You have an idea, you want to develop something, so you are searching money in your family, in your friends, and the fools. That's the first one. After, you can take money from the angels, it's private investor. Sometimes it's investor from the area, from the market, who has made a lot of money and he wants to put money on the market, to put money on the startup, and to want to help the startup. And so usually they invest in the early beginning of a startup. After, you have the seed, late seed. So it's you have a product, you want to continue to develop the product and to have what we call the minimum valuable product. So it's the first product that can be sold in the market. After, you have the Series A. So the Series A, it's for growth. So you have a product, you have customer, you are on the market, and now you want to grow your first market, your first customer, and to continue to grow, to continue to make revenues. And after, you have the Series B, the Series C. It's to continue to develop, but also to open new market, to open maybe new product, to continue to grow.
That's great. Thank you for that. So do the friends and family and angels, do they act differently? Do they do different kinds of deals?
In terms of condition or in terms of product?
Yeah, in terms of condition.
Normally, the friends and family give money for free.
Yeah.
It's always like that. You go to the father, please help me to help to begin my company. Your father will give you money for free.
No equity?
Yeah, he will take equity, but he will not discuss about the valuation. He will not discuss about, I want a minimum of 10%, I want a minimum of 20%, I want a seat, I want this condition of the shareholder agreement. He will receive shares because it's family, it's normal, but he will give this money without any hard condition. The angel is different. The angel is from the market, is from the business. So they will see the potential, and so they will analyze the company, has a VC, has an investment fund. And so the condition will be maybe tougher than the friends and family.
And in your case, you become a seed investor at Lean Square?
We are a late seed investor in Lean Square. So we invest just before the Series A. So we are like a pre-Series A investment. So we need a product on the market. We need customer traction. We need a strong team with an advisory board. So we just invest just before the growth of the company, just before the Series A.
Who does early seed? Is that also VC companies?
Yeah, so there is a lot of different kind of investor, private investor like angels, investment fund, VC, private equity. So, and each invest at a different kind of development. And so you can find investment fund for pre-seed and seed. You can find investment for investor for seed and late seed, series A, etc. So it depends of the investment thesis and what they want to do with the experience. So we have an experience for the late seed. That's why we are good on it. But there is a lot of different VC with a good experience on pre-seed. And so they are good on it.
Awesome. Okay, that's super helpful. We've got some vocabulary. We've got a little bit of a lexicon about an early stage investment. I kind of want to rewind a little bit to ask a question. Since you guys are a late seed, mostly investment fund, I'm curious about some of the earlier stuff because people, you want to see people succeed a little bit before they get to you anyway, at least build something. You said you want them to have a product built already. Yeah, yeah. So they're going to need some funding. And maybe our listeners don't have family and friends who have the money to put in or something. It seems like angel investors are really tough to find and tough to convince. And I'm curious, how can you find angels?
Oh, in Belgium, for a case, or in Europe, we have, I don't know really much in the United States, but in Europe, we have Angels Network. And the Angels Network, maybe 10 years before, it was really hard to find them, the angels. But now the Angels Network are organized like a real network, like a real ecosystem, like a real VC. And so they make a lot of marketing to present themselves because they are like the other investors searching for the good investments. So, I mean, it's not so difficult to find money on the market. The difficulties, it's to find the right money, so the smart money, because there is a lot of money on the market. Maybe not now, and the valuation will go down. It's maybe a tough timing to raise money. But there is a lot of money for the good product, for the good projects. Angel is, for me, angel is quite easy to find. After, if you don't find the VC or the angels, what we propose to what we see a startup, when we see a startup, we say, okay, you are too early for us, but discuss with us. And so it's a way to us to find a company, whatever the stage of development, in pre-seed, for example, okay, that's good for me. We will not invest now, but we will follow you. And as an investor, as with our ecosystem, we can connect. If we have a good view on a company, on a pre-seed company, we can connect them to the right investor at the right stage, continue to follow them, continue to discuss with the investor that we know that may be part of the cap table, and to be ready to invest on the right timing with the company. So it's if you are on pre-seed and you want to, and you go discuss with a Series C investor, you will lose your time. But for example, in South by Southwest or in California or whatever the event, you can discuss with the investor, present your product and be on the loop of this investor, whatever the timing of the investment, because if you are interesting for them, they will follow you and you will be ready to pitch at the right time to the right investor.
Amazing. Yeah. So what you're saying is think of the long-term relationships too. If you pitch it, you find an investor that's the right investor, but it's the wrong time to still build the relationship, knowing that you can keep them posted along the way. And also to work with them in some cases, if they really like you and they're friendly, to have them sort of help you find those earlier stage investors.
Yeah, for sure. What we have done with Lean Square is that we have partners, investment partners on pre-seed, on seed, on Series A, Series C. Why? Because if we can find investor on pre-seed, we'll be sure that the good project could find money and to arrive at the right timing for us. And after, we have also a partnership with Series A, Series B, Series C investor to be sure that our own portfolio will find, after our investment, will find the right investor and to continue to grow, because it's an interest for us to be sure that we will find the right product at the right timing, but for sure to assure the growth of the company by connecting with our partners on B round, C round, etc.
Okay, we have to take a quick break for a message and we'll be right back.
If you're enjoying this podcast, you really need to come hang out with us. How can that happen? Well, it's very simple. Seismic Activity, which is our Music Tectonics free online event series. About once a month, we convene the music tech community for networking, discussions, and demos by innovators and inventors. So come join us and tune into the tremors that are about to be major shakeups in the industry. See our upcoming topics on the schedule and register for our next event at musictectonics.com. Now, these aren't your usual sleepy webinars. I mean, would you expect that from us? No, of course. Seismic Activity is fun, fast-paced, and interactive. Anyone who works where music and tech meet is welcome. See you soon.
Okay, I'm back here with Xavier Peters from Lean Square. This has been great. I think you're giving so much helpful information, and I wanted to pick up where we left off talking about kind of finding investors. Where else should founders be looking for investors? Are conferences good, accelerators, LinkedIn? I hear people use Crunchbase. Which ones do you think are actually useful?
We are in South by Southwest, so for sure the event and the conference is really good, because on the same place during 3 days, it's quite huge. We are always tired after these 3 days, but it's the right place to see in 2 or 3 days the investor, the corporate, all the industries, and so to discuss, to propose, to pitch, to be known by all the industries. So for sure, this kind of conference, it's important. After, for sure, yeah, you can make research of the right investor, and so for in the Crunchbase, in the LinkedIn, to be connected with people. And for sure, I receive a lot of pitch by LinkedIn. That's amazing. The guy are searching for investor music tech on Google. They see Lean Square, they go on LinkedIn, they see CEO of Lean Square, and I receive each day a lot of pitch of new company. So yeah, if you don't have any connection in the market or in the VC market, go to the conference, go to Google and LinkedIn, and be connected.
Awesome. I think LinkedIn's great too. I'm glad to hear that you think so too, or at least you can see them. I don't know if you love it, but at least you get the pitches.
I get the pitches. It's maybe sometimes not really personal, the LinkedIn, the link, etc. But it's easier to connect with the people that you don't know. And so you send a message, you send a pitch, and I try to answer everybody I receive the pitch, if it's good or not. I try to give an advice for the pitch. And so it's a way to be connected, yeah.
You heard it here, Music Tectonics listeners. He said sometimes it's not personal, meaning don't just pitch like without customizing what you're saying to the person. Show that you're interested in them as a person, as their organization, their goals, their mission. Demonstrate that first. I think that's what he means. That's my little tip, my crystallization of what he's saying here. Okay, let's widen out here, Xavier. What trends in music tech are the most investable here in 2024? And what trends are you running away from?
This year we have three trends, really three important things. Trends, the first one is what we call the superfan. So it's the new business model in the music tech to manage and to be connected with what we call the superfan. So for a small example, it's a fan who invests in an artist, for example, or to put the artist or to put the right of a song on the market, on the Nasdaq, for example. That's the new way of business model and a new way of connecting fan and artist, because what we see is that there is a lot of fans who are able to put a lot of money on the artists that they love. And so the new business model, it's interesting to see, to analyze, and so we are on it this year. The second one, it's the health tech. What we have seen in Lean Square is that we are on the entertainment tech, we are working on sports tech and music tech and sports tech, because we have seen that there is a lot of connection in terms of tech, in terms of market, between the sport and the music. And we have also an investment focus on the health tech. And what we always try to do in Lean Square is to connect all our investment thesis, the music with the health, the sport with the health. And so this year, and we will do it in the Wallifonia, one of the topics that we will discuss during Wallifonia next summer is the health in the music and how music can help health tech. And the third one is for sure AI. But we are looking for the AI with just a step back, because we see that there is a lot of things to do, a lot of things to say about the AI, and we just try to understand the market of the AI. For sure, it will not be the general AI. It will be more the generative AI. So how the AI could help the artist to produce, to create music, for example, and not replace the artist by the AI. So we don't want to lose the personality and that person link with the people, but we would like to know how we could manage this AI with the generative AI to help the artist to create new song, and maybe to help the other artist to create new song too by this new creation. Yeah.
Can I ask you why? I know there's ethical reasons for why to make the artists the center and keep them important. But from an investment perspective, is there an investment reason that you wouldn't want to invest in an AI music company that had nothing to do with artists, that just was adding more sound, more music? Maybe other people get to be creative who aren't artists. What if that was a good investment?
No, we are looking for the general AI. For example, we've made an investment that we are an exit three years ago. Now the company was called Musimap. And so Musimap was an AI company based on the mood of the listener. So it was a recommendation company sold at Utopia, so the company Utopia. And the objective of Musimap was to see there is an analyse of the market and of the music. And we see that in jazz, for example, there is a little bit of reggae, there is a little bit of R&B, there is a little bit of rock, there is a little bit of pop in each song. And we linked this particular mood with the mood of the listener. And so that's an AI recommendation, that's general AI. But we don't want to replace the artist. It's a decision that we've made in Lean Square that we want to put the people in the center. And so we don't want to replace it. We want to find new technology to help, but not to replace.
Sounds like that's just a value that you have, that it's not really part of the investment thesis. It's more like, we just don't want to support that.
Yeah, as an investor, we don't want to put only money, but we want to be partner of our startup. And so that's why also we are not close for general AI, for some technology, but we would like to find the right technology to help people to grow. Yeah.
Got it. And I'm interested in the sports tech connection too. I've seen music tech startups that start in music and then they realize there's actually more traction in sports and fitness and athletics and things like that. In particular, right out of the gate, both have fans. Mm-hmm. And both have tickets and events.
Yeah, for sure. When we discussed earlier about the totally addressable market, that's a way of increase the potential of a company. I mean, they pitch a product for the music tech, but if we see a potential connection with the sports tech market, it's a way to increase and to assure the growth of the company. And for sure, the fan management, the data management, the access of the show, of live or show, is the same. The technology are the same between the music and the sport. And so it's interesting to see that a technology based on the music could be used on sports tech, and so to increase the capacity and the possibility of growth of the company. Yeah.
Great. So I've got one last question for you, and it's really about your workflow and your habits, just so we can learn from you. How do you keep track of where investments and innovation are going in music? Do you read certain things? Do you have databases? Are there events? What's the method for finding out what's coming next?
It's hard, huh, to follow all the new thing on the market. Huh? But for sure, the conference like South by Southwest with a lot of different panels, you choose the right panel of link with your own investment thesis. And so you go for an AI panel, for a health panel, etc. So go outside of your office. For sure, it's the only things to do. If you stay on your office, if you stay on your share, and if you believe that you are the only guy who knows everything, you will lose a lot of opportunities. So you have to go outside. Conference, event, making partnership with other VC and discuss with the other VC, okay, what's your track? Okay, what's your deal today? What's your thinking about? What do you thinking about the AI? What do you think about, etc., etc.? And discuss with all our partner. And after, when we receive, as I mentioned, when we receive a pitch, sometimes we don't know the market. Sometimes we don't really know. We see a potential, but we are not really focused on this. And so that's why we send this possibility to one of our partners in the ecosystem, and after we discuss with them. But for sure, the event, the panel, reading a lot of things on internet or books, discuss with people and stay aware of what is happening on the market. Yeah.
Amazing. This has been a masterclass in early stage investment tips, vocabulary, ideas, trends. It's been really great. Thanks so much for coming on to the show, Xavier. Yeah,
thank you so much for the invitation. Thanks.
And don't forget, you can find Xavier at the California Music Tech Summit coming up this summer.
Yeah, so the event will be on from the July 8 to July 11 this summer. Yeah.
Cool. All right, we got to go find some more music tech panels and meetups over here at South By.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, here we go. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening to Music Tectonics. If you like what you hear, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app. We have new episodes for you every week. Did you know we do free monthly online events that you, our lovely podcast listeners, can join? Find out more at musictectonics.com. And while you're there, look for the latest about our annual conference and sign up for our newsletter to get updates. Everything we do explores the seismic shifts that shake up music and technology, the way the Earth's tectonic plates cause quakes and make mountains. Connect with Music Tectonics on Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. That's my favorite platform. Connect with me, Dimitri Vitsa, if you can spell it. We'll be back again next week, if not sooner.